as soon as Thomas and I started playing together, we kind of just felt the magic, I guess you can say.
that's exactly what it was. Yeah, it was total magic.
And then we started playing Ray's piece, and right off the bat, you know, we're just like, wow, this is amazing. You know, we've never heard anything for a guitar like this. And then Thomas and I, you know, not only did we see on the same levels as performers and guitarists, but we also were really passionate about doing outreach. You know, we're on the same page on many things, not just musical, but also kind of social as well.
Chris just gave you the safe answer, but Katie, can I get a little deep with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the real answer is that, you know, Chris and I were paired at this music festival by our teacher, went into that room together for our first rehearsal, and we looked at each other and started talking. It's like, oh, whoa, you're black. And then it was like, oh my God, you're black too. And then it's like, wow, I've never seen another black classical guitarist in the whole time I've been doing this at every festival other than this one playing at this level. And then realize like, oh my gosh, you're from Southern California too. Oh my gosh, you also played in a punk band in high school. This is, the universe has aligned, the stars have aligned to bring us together to make music.
That's beautiful. Your new recording, Night Triptych, features all contemporary women composers. I'd love to hear more about how that project came together.
So what happened was in 2015, there were a series of events leading up to this definitive epiphany that I had. The breaking point was when a major guitar society announced their concert season, and I looked at it and I saw it was all men playing music that I knew was going to be probably all men on the program for the entire concert season. And it was like a major concert series, and I was just so blown away that that was still happening. In 2015, I reached out to Chris and I was like, man, what can we do about this? This is ridiculous. And I was working at the school, the Diller Quayle School of Music, which was actually a school founded by women in the early 1900s. I applied for a grant through the school, and I just, in the grant I wrote, you know, like, all the repertoire I look at, my colleagues, no one is really playing music by women, and no one really even seems to care or notice this huge discrepancy between the genders in terms of our field. So I applied for the grant, and then we got the grant, and Chris was on board with me, and we just immediately started reaching out to people.
I would love to hear a little more about the story about the piece that Clarice Assad wrote, Hocus Pocus. What brought you to approach her as a composer to work with, and what you love about her compositions? And then maybe specifically you can talk to the piece on this album.
Yeah, so we reached out to Clarice because we both really enjoyed her music. She kind of has the same voice and the same style that we're into. So we really gave her free rein and said, you know, just we want something for two guitars, three movements, maybe something that's a little bit like fun and dark. She writes in a really strange style. And what in the second movement, she has a part where the score is actually in a circular shape and the instructions say to improvise and to use spoons. So if you listen to the second movement of Hocus Pocus, there's a really great section that's basically a spoon improv that Thomas and I trade off on. Right from the start, you know, as soon as someone hears it, they're like, wow, this is going to be different.
When we were writing her and corresponding about what the piece would be, we gave her some free rein to kind of say, like, you can just be a little weird, but not full weird, but just a little bit weird for a while and like a movement if you want. And I think that's what gave her kind of the free rein to kind of take that chance and do this spoon improv circular notation thing that actually ended up being like one of the most magical moments on the album, I think.
You had successes with the first two composers you reached out to. You. How did you decide to reach out to the other composers on the album?
But it was important for us that the music should be new music written in our time. We had this rule that we had to absolutely love what the composers were writing. So we listened to so many brilliant and talented composers, but we had to absolutely both love at least one piece of music that they had written. They had to be brilliant composers. We really kind of intentionally didn't reach out to any guitarist because we kind of wanted to see, you know, what fresh ideas someone who doesn't play the instrument would come up with.
Like I said earlier with Clarice and the spoons and everything, I don't think very many guitarists would really think outside the box like that. The one guitarist that we did reach out to, she was very untraditional with her approach. And throughout the piece, we were playing with barbecue sticks, rubbing them against the strings, making strange sounds. And then Thomas is playing with a pencil, with an eraser on top. And we're like playing on the other side of our nails. So it's not like plucking the strings, but we're actually playing with the top of our nails to kind of make this rumbling sound. It's very untraditional in the sense of classical guitar music.
What was the most surprising element to creation of this album for each of you?
The thing that I was most surprised by and most proud of is just the way that the music speaks to me as a millennial. And I'm very proud of this, that we intentionally found a very diverse group of brilliant women composers from not only, like, not in terms of just diversity of their genre, but diversity of their writing style, their backgrounds. You know, there are people from the Middle East, people who have heritage from Persia, people from Brazil, people from, you know, the African-American tradition. And I was most surprised by how, as a millennial, I could so relate to all these different things. The way that it got fused together on this album to make something really, really cool, in my view, is just really surprising.
One thing that really surprised me when people have been hearing this that are not musicians, I've been really surprised on how much they've actually thought it was cool. And I didn't think of it as just like academic, and I didn't think of it as just like classical guitar or classical music, but it's something that they're really kind of relating to and feeling that it's like hip and that it's new and it's just music.